The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wooden sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
You hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. Already, Monday's cruising along. It's going to be 154 degrees today. I can't believe it.
Yes.
I think after 114, it's just a... I think that the official temperature is 100 and outside. That's it. What do you think it is, about 112? No, I think we're past. I think it's 100 and out there. I think it's time to go in. My dad used to send his construction crews home after 115.
Oh, really?
Oh, my dad was an OSHA guy. He was one of those dudes that made you wear the long sleeves no matter what. Safety measures taken. These poor bastards were in jeans and long sleeves out there on that thing. And he'd come home at noon. It would screw up everything in the summer. My dad would be home. What are you doing here? Because I knew what that meant. Nobody at his job site could work, but guess who could? This guy right here. There's probably a lot of lawn to be mowed.
Mow the goddamn lawn.
Exactly. He was mad that he couldn't be at work.
Put down the ColecoVision.
He'd come home. Yeah, I'd sit there and be Dad's home at 12:30. All right, I'll get the weed eater. I remember one day it was like 115. He comes home. He's like, let's get outside and get that front yard looking good. He was out there for like 2 minutes. And there I am doing hedges. I turn around. I'm like, I'm alone. Where'd he go? What's going on? And he goes, there's too many wasps. I'm like, I'm the one who's afraid of the wasps. Yeah, when you use that thing in those bushes, the wasps come out. Get out there and finish up. I'm like, wait a minute. It's okay for me to die from wasp stings? Yeah.
Well, Dan's team wouldn't work all week then.
Yeah, no.
Oh, this week
would be
out. Week,
yeah. Dan's team would definitely be an indoor team this week. He might have laxed off on that towards the end when he got into the office work. But when he was on site, come rolling in at 12:30 and wreck my pool day. He'd wake me because I was going to sleep till 2. Let's get outside and get some stuff done. It's not that bad. You got a pool.
Unless it's really behind schedule. Then they're up at 3 a.m.
Oh, and then he'd move them into midnight. Well, you didn't miss the day. You worked again, but you did like a midnight thing.
Oh, man.
We'll work overnight. He was a ball buster. If my dad came to your job site, people were getting fired. He was the wolf. They'd send him to other cities. That Seattle Mariners ballpark of yours that fell behind? Old Dan went up and put everybody on double shifts. We're working from 3 a.m. until 4. We're going home till 8. We're coming back.
It's funny that
what the hell? Yeah. We're going back from 8 to midnight, pulling the 4, doing half days after that, and then he got a different – they put that thing back on schedule. He was evil.
That's the one thing that they always tout. It was delivered on schedule, middle of the
Somehow.
Season.
Somehow.
Middle of the season.
Trust me. My dad was Harvey Keitel of construction.
You stab you in the gut. You don't know what's coming. You don't want me here. I drive very fast.
Brady, are you ready?
Ready.
Well, Brady was brought to you by our friends at M&P Guns, right there on 12th Street and Indian School. You can go get your weaponry and your bullets and all the stuff. You got ammunition that's going for $40 a case now for nothing. I mean, it's crazy how much they're selling this stuff for. It's insane. And that's a pretty good price for some of it. I've seen some go up about $2 a bullet in some websites, and it's incredible. And you don't get it for months. These guys have everything you'd ever want. Right there at 12th Street and Indian School, and they'll keep you in the goods. You pretty much find every caliber, everything right there. And if they can't get it, they'll get it for you.
They got their big Father's Day sale going on now. 10% off of firearms and 20% off accessories, minus the ammo, but everything else, holsters and
get dad a weapon.
Sights. Yeah.
Not you, Toledo. You don't want to get him a weapon. It's one last thing on his list.
Thank you, son. Finally.
He's got a very singular final solution for Toledo. All right. Thank you, M&P Guns. 12th Street and Indian School. Although I do say this, it's just too hot to do anything. Head on over there.
Even shoot?
You can't shoot.
They have indoor ranges, though.
That's
you
true.
You can do that.
It's too hot.
That's what I'm doing.
This is too hot to shoot. Are you going to go over to the indoor?
Oh, yeah.
Start firing. I'm too mad to have a gun. It's too hot. 114 and up. Anything below that, I'll be all right. Dear Brady, I'm head over heels in love with a girl. Hold on a second. I'm head over heels in love with a girl, and we've had a bit of a strained relationship. Mainly, she's had a lot going on with her ex, who still shows up every once in a while. I will admit she's got a couple mental issues, but they don't stop her from normal life. She suffers from depression pretty badly on occasion. We reconnected earlier this year, and things felt great. She told me on a text, "It's always been you. All I want is to be with you and stare at you at the bar we met." We used to have drinks at the bar we met, and that's where we really bonded. That was almost 2.5 months ago, that last text. I haven't heard from her since. Zero response. Complete ghosting. She tells me she loves me. She wants to spend all her life with me. And then she won't return a text or a call or anything. I went to her house once, but she wasn't there. Then I went back the next time, and she was there and didn't answer, so I just stopped. I'm completely lost and in love. T.Y. I don't know if that's his name or thank you.
Well,
that's rough.
Just hang in there, my friend, because give it a couple more months. You'll hear from her again.
You think?
When things start going bad on the other end.
Right.
Yeah. Grass is always greener.
She's going to keep you in the hip pocket.
Did she leave? Did she? You're assuming she's with, or she just went
bananas.
Yeah,
something else is going better.
Or worse.
Because, well, here the other red flag in the letter is saying, I just want to be with you in the bar that we met.
Yeah.
She's living in the past, and she wants to keep that as a current thing, and you can't do that. You can't.
Like her before. She just wants
She wants the relationship where they're in the magic times of that bar. And,
that's probably true.
And all of a sudden,
but she just
something
goes
else.
Away.
Yeah. Well, even if it's not, you're getting ghosted for another guy, maybe not.
Yeah.
Then you've got a problem with the depression or whatever she's saying.
Either way, it's no good.
No.
But just wait. No, well, you got to hear the yeah, look. You got to know.
I was saying you don't wait because
I couldn't do it. I'd have to know the story.
She will milk that.
Sure, but I'd have to know the story and then run, right?
Yeah.
Like, get the story and then like figure it out from there. You can't let crazy like just disappear. Got to know crazy. It's probably a great story.
Well, the only way you'll find out, well, hopefully you could find that out, but it'll just keep repeating itself.
I'm a romantic.
Ghosting
Brady.
Again?
I think
Look back up.
Yeah. I'm a romantic. I believe this is that moment that girls always talk about where if you let it go and it comes
back to you.
Set it free.
But he does. He has to let it go.
You have to have those signs in your house like every middle-aged divorced mother has. Let it go. Set it free. If it comes back to you, it's meant to be. But it doesn't say anything in the beginning of that. If it ghosts you for a few months, just hang around and wait. That's evil. That's pure evil to do. Just cut someone off like that. T.Y. loves her.
Yeah. He did mention, the ex was in the...
And he's around. Yeah. Yeah. That kind of
and that would be my...
Mini clue.
That would be my guess that maybe that kind of rekindles.
You said you ghosted that girl that time that, you know, you found out she had the thing and...
Brady
just freaked out.
Yeah. And then you freaked out and then ghosted her for like months.
Yeah, well, we talked a couple of times right afterwards, and then it just kind of faded.
But you told her, I don't think I can do this. Like, you didn't give her the, I love you, I think you're amazing, I can't wait to do this again, and then ghost, because that's ghosting. Ghosting's when you give somebody the, I think you're amazing.
I never wrapped it up. So that was kind of the ghosting thing.
So you left her thinking maybe there's hope.
Yeah, and then just never, kind of.
And then she
hanging.
Let it go because
she would contact you. Well, that's easier.
Yeah,
long distance.
It was
she
a lot
would
easier.
Talk to you and you wouldn't answer.
No, she just reached out a couple times. And I think she's like, oh, okay. Well, I'm not here.
Did you?
From him.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, so she like tried to call you and you just didn't call back.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Nice job, Brady.
What a dick! I never thought I'd hear that from him.
Yeah, what a dickhead!
Then about a year later, I reached out.
Oh, yeah.
I apologized.
Oh, did you for being a dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Well,
and I freaked out. Sorry. Yeah.
And click. And then he was gone again. Never again since. Well, you've talked to her since.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
She's
good for
married,
you.
Has kids.
That's tough. I'd need to know the story, but who knows? People are. My friend who does all that internet dating says that ghosting is the way to get out of it. He's been ghosted like 9 times. And he said, the weird thing is it's always...
So it's understood?
No. He said, it's still awful. Like, it's always a thing where you feel like you had a great time, and then they, and then it just ends.
Yeah.
He's like, it's never a talk about, like, ah, it's not working.
You're just like, what did I do? What,
well, yeah.
Tell me, because then I want to at least know for future.
Yeah, because my buddy, he's like, he'll tell me. He's like, we had a great time. That was the sixth date we've been on. She was awesome. She wants to hang with the kids. She's gonna, and then they're gone.
Got ghosted after 6 days?
Six days.
That's a lot.
That's a ton. And yeah. then, yeah. And he said,
you feel like you're just
he got ghosted after like a year by one of them. And she just disappeared. She went nuts, though. That one went bananas. But yeah, so like 6 dates. The girl's like, I want to meet the kid. And then they call back like 3 months later. I just got nervous. I didn't know how to handle it. I realized what I was getting into. It's like, okay. And then he's like, well, it's becoming a common thing. They just disappear. It says a lot about somebody, though. They're children, really. Anyway, what are you going to do? Dear Brady, my wife keeps scheduling things around the goddamn sons. We had dinner with her parents last night. This came this morning. She gets upset that I keep leaving the table. Or she got upset that I kept leaving the table to watch the game at the bar. It seems like the more joy I find in the game, the more she wants to take the kids to the trampoline place or go to grandma's house. She's furious at me today because last night I left and the game was so good. I just stood in the bar through the whole fourth quarter and kind of skipped dinner. She came over to me and she goes, you never cared about this team before. What's the big deal? And he said, so I guess I'm not allowed to ever experience new joy. Then I called her the C word. So things got really bad. So we are in a big one. We are in a big one right now. What would you do, Carl? Ooh, man. First things first, stop calling your wife the C-bomb. You can't win any argument after that fly.
Sounds like one of our old sales guys wrote that in.
Apologize.
He's just using Carl.
He's talking about. Yeah.
You definitely apologize for
the C-bomb. Sure.
She
that is a tough opener
that.
For a conversation. Yeah. Look, first, let me start with saying I'm sorry I called you. That was wrong. I know how wrong that was, and I just want to get that out of the way. Get that off the table.
Even though you're acting
but
like
you
one.
Know what? You were kind of being one.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. There's no I in, but there is a you.
Squarely.
I mean, and I think this pinpoints my problem.
Secondly, I'm not sure how you can figure that because, unfortunately, she's in that there's an interpretation problem.
Mm-hmm.
That the minute that you prioritize the son's game, that means everything else is second fiddle. How dare you not want to hang out with your family and
right. She is trying
first.
To piss on you.
Yes.
She's
yes.
claiming you and taking your newfound
that
fun.
You're prioritizing this right. over everything else.
We've talked about this before. Women see sports the way we want. They want us to see them. They watch us love the Steelers, the Bears, the Seahawks, Ohio State. Mm-hmm. They see us expressing that kind of emotion and feeling loyalty and love towards a sporting event, and we wouldn't do that for them because it's a different love. It's a different thing. So then you start a new thing, and she sees happiness and joy, whereas she, when you look at her, you're like, what now? So you probably are at that balance of like she sees you too happy doing other stuff and never sees you like that with her. So she's trying to rekindle connections, but she's just pissing you off.
One way that I've seen it work and I can't, is if you embrace it. And join in on the fun.
The girl. Not happening.
I know. It's
and we don't want that.
And when it happens, so sometimes it no, works yeah. for if she's like okay if you have friends over for a game or
sure that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If watching the games and having
but
fun with it.
For the most part, you don't want her to be like your son's buddy. You know what I mean?
No.
It's gonna
they
be like a
stuck
date.
Down to that. I mean, they're but if there's stuck. A one where you're meeting the guys.
When you're meeting the guys, you're meeting five other passionate dudes about the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like a gangbang with Lana Rhodes. You're all in it for the same reason. If she's standing there watching, I don't get it. Now you got to cater to that every once in a while.
But what if she's converted?
Like, oh, she's playing like Megan does. Yeah, yeah. Megan plays along. Yeah.
Conversion is great.
Sure. Okay.
That's why I'm saying you can embrace it. That is one way to fix it.
She could leave and the party still happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
she could be there. You could be watching it at the house. I've had this where
right.
we're watching the game, and the one guy's wife comes in and you know makes sure everything's having fun, and say
and she
that's
gets
your
out
house.
Of there.
Yep.
Yeah. You want the girls to kind of team up and find something else to do.
Yeah.
We don't want them there. The last thing we want is a know-it-all chick who acts like she's been watching for years.
You know, a place over there called the kitchen? Yeah. Get back in there.
That's your passion, sister.
And once never again, lose sight.
Let me remind you of my saying of the day. There is no I, but there is a you.
Go kitchen.
There's no you in kitchen.
And we're keeping it that way. Yeah, that's a tough one because we've had that where – and some girls who hate sports because it takes away attention. And it does. We show a different type of love and passion when we do something. And he found a new joy. I don't see why that's not a great – they always ruin that though. That's a girl thing. The Masters, they didn't go out and build a course that looks just like it when women weren't allowed on it. They just barked until we let them in. Like, go build your own Masters. We won't even bother you.
We don't care.
We don't care. You can have one. Go build it.
Well, we need someone to build it for us.
Sorry about that. Hire a contractor. I don't know what to tell you. We've got our course. Can we have it?
No, we want in. It's sexist to not let us in.
All right. You never see a group of dudes picketing outside only women. Ever. We want in. What's going on in there? Whatever's going on in there, you can absolutely have it. We don't want it.
It's a woman's only store.
You got it. Not going in. You'll never see dudes picketing outside that. You start a store that just says men only, no women allowed. He-Man Woman Haters Club. They'd be out there that first day. What's going on in there? Picket signs, screaming and yelling. We're watching sports and drinking beer.
Why can't we come in? That's sexist.
We don't want you in there.
What are you, gay?
And then it starts hitting home with the guys. They play the mean card.
Y'all got small dicks.
They go to the mean card. We would never say that.
And hold it hostage.
All you two car garage vaginas in there hanging out at the only women. We would never do it. We're like, hey, we got some free time. They're all hanging out at only women.
Don't you get curious what we do in there?
Nope. I wish it was open.
Not?
I wish it was open 24 hours a day. I hate that they close.
We want to be on the Masters course, too.
Of course you do. It's awesome. Build your own.
No, we want yours.
So there's a lot of that. Oh, yeah, there's some women hate involved in that. I just speak for all men. And mainly speak for women. Why can't you just like the NBA? It's better. Why'd you have to have your own? Can't you recognize it sucks? Now you get mad at us for not even liking that.
How come you don't like the Mercury games?
Have you seen them? They're garbage.
No.
I'd rather watch car crashes.
Yeah. I got a hilarious text from a guy last week. I think it was on Friday because I was going to do something on Friday and I want to join us. I can't. A client invited me to a WNBA game and I have to go. Do not reply.
DNR. That's do not resuscitate, Brady. He meant that. That's hilarious. And I would lose that client. I don't care if it was Disney or Merrill Lynch. I'm sorry, I don't want your money. It's $400 million. It's not worth it. I'm not sitting at a...
What
I'm not
client?
Doing it. I'll find 10 of you to not go to this game. Brady, my husband makes love to me. He wants me to look... I don't know what we solved the last problem other than that your wife is just hating the fact you love something. Get used to it. They love to wreck what we like because it gives them credibility to say, oh, he chose this. He chose me over that thing.
That's not credible.
No.
That's false.
No, you nagged him until
That's not credible.
Now, he still loves the Suns. He's just going to have to do it quietly.
By that logic, I've got a credible marriage. Nope.
Nicely said.
Maybe control the expectations a little bit this coming month. It's going to be a little heavy, potentially. So
you got probably six more games at least where the Suns are going to dominate your night.
You could give her a calendar and say,
here are the Suns' nights. Yeah. Don't schedule anything here or you're a C-word. Try that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because he likes to throw that around.
Yeah, but that's not going to work. I mean,
and then she's going to know when to schedule stuff.
But it's the same with that certain person we talked about. That every Sunday, you know the Steelers are playing. And always had stuff scheduled.
Which one? I have a few of those.
Who?
Oh, yeah, no, that was trouble.
Yeah. Oh, you got a few of those? Oh, okay.
You're talking about Doug.
I don't want to call him out, but if you
are,
go ahead.
Rosy Cheek Brett.
Oh.
Who had to stop liking the Steelers.
Yep.
And he did.
Did he give you his man card when he walked out the door?
If that was a real thing, Brett, he would have lost it long prior to that.
But you let him back in.
Huh? I let him back in. Yeah. Well, no. He would call me and go, how are they doing? Like, you don't even follow it anymore? No. It hurts too much. It's like it's literally the
gutted him.
She gutted him. She 2-pound trout from his nuts to his throat.
Man.
She hauled him out like she was making jungle juice in his belly. Dear Brady, when my husband makes love to me, he wants me to look away. It's because he was raised religious, and when we make love, my eyes remind him that Jesus is watching. It makes it so we can only do doggy or prone, which, by the way, I love. But come on, that's not a good relationship. It hasn't always been this way. His elderly father moved in with us 8 months ago, and it has gotten really bad. His elderly father talks about Jesus a lot. We're not a religious couple, but he and his dad are acting so weird about it now that I'm starting to wonder if he's bringing him back in. Also, he says no more oral because it's for kids and whores. He refuses to change. I've asked him a couple of times what's going on. He says it's just the way things are now. Maggie. Yeah,
obviously, I guess it sounds like a little religious guilt is kicked back in with the dad.
Man. Dad's living in the house and telling him that Jesus can see you. That's horrifying. There's a ghost
but
watching.
But if there was a little bit of that to begin with, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know. I guess he completely changed in 8 months. If you're not seeing a little bit of that beforehand,
if your dad was living in the house, you would be sexually different than you are, right?
Yes.
Like you and Ronnie would not have the same sexual any chemistry whatsoever
if Torp was in
the house. Right across the hall.
It would probably change it up, like having another kid, you know, a kid in the mix. There's just someone else in there.
It's on a different level.
I think it's totally different if it's your dad, because he knows what's going on. The kids and you can hide stuff. Your dad would probably get involved. Don't get a couple of popsicle sticks.
Why don't you go in there?
What are you doing, boy?
The kid thing, you can always play ignorant. I don't know why the door was locked.
You don't just have to lick the top part. Go all the way down, you know. Get the bottom of the cone, you know what I'm saying?
Dad.
Usually a big chunk of fudge in it.
It's good advice.
It's in the cone. He's talking about ice cream. Brady. He's not talking about dirt.
And he starts putting the ice cream cone thing together. I understand Brady will do it.
There's fudge in the bottom? Okay. I didn't know that. So, yeah, there's nothing you can do here.
But that's...
You're losing him.
Yeah, that's...
You're losing him to Jesus. If he can't look you in the eyes, you must have gotten fat. That's my thought. She might have gotten too big, and he's just trying to say, I'm not attracted, roll over.
He's not being a good Christian.
He's blaming Jesus for how big your head got. That's what I think. You've become a moon face. He's like, I don't like when you look at me during sex. Why don't you face the other way for a little bit? It's not Jesus.
So you think she's a wildebeest?
I think she might have let herself go.
Okay.
And he's blaming Jesus because he doesn't know how to tell her because she's probably real sensitive to it.
He's got a couple of believable things. My dad changed it up. I'm a little more.
Talking about Christ a lot.
Back to the church a little more.
Trying to be forgiving, but he can't look you in the eyes during sex. He's married to you. Jesus doesn't care. Jesus is like thumbs up to that.
And if that were the case, too, he wouldn't even be going back to the physical thing. Because that's what's weird about it is you might be closer to the truth because you're married.
Yeah.
You're supposed to enjoy.
Yeah, Jesus is probably like, come on. One, two, three, four.
Yeah.
Until it's sore. Maybe. I don't know.
Little extreme, but.
He probably is into it. Like, you're following his rules.
You enjoy each other.
But when those eyes hit, that guy looks down and goes, Christ can see me. And he sees me banging.
Forward.
He
sees look forward.
Me, Jesus sees me banging this fat chick. He's got to be totally disappointed.
I don't want to disappoint the G's.
Yeah.
This week you wanted me to put a horn on my nose.
he says it would be better if we did it with goggles. He came to me in a dream, like welding masks. Would you be up for that, honey? We think we'll slide over that giant basketball you call a face. It's just being dicks. I don't know what's wrong with this guy's husband or lady. Dear Brady, the final one. My wife just confessed that she and her, and an all-cap smoking hot stepsister, used to les-bang it out when they were in high school. Well, the smoking hot stepsister is now staying in our house. I didn't know this. They've had girls' nights out together, one weekend at the Mountain Shadows, courtesy of Holmberg's High Praise. We love it there. A couple days together at the Mountain Shadows. Spa, pool, drinks. They come home happy as clams, so to speak. Tells me that weekend we used to do stuff together sexually 12 years ago. Did my wife just cheat on me with her stepsister for a full weekend that I paid for at Mountain Shadows? Is it cheating? I want in on this. Like I said, smoking hot step. I asked her and she said, I'm just being silly. Help me, Brady. I don't know where I stand. Signed Brando.
Ooh, just man. Being silly at the end.
You're just being silly.
Oh, that he's being silly.
Yeah.
I thought you...
Yeah, he said, what's going on? Was this a lesbian weekend? Oh, you're being
it
silly.
It certainly sounds like there was a clam bake going on.
Yeah.
But as far as you being involved, it's a long shot.
Is it... Did she... Is that cheating?
They had
a weekend.
Yeah.
Well, with anytime, her stepsister.
If it's cheating...
Sure, if you don't know
beforehand,
right?
Because then all of a sudden she went ahead and said, oh, by the way, she's kind of semi-telling the past.
We bumped donuts all weekend, and you paid for it.
We used to. I'm not saying this weekend happened. It did. But
yeah, but like if you had a good friend that used to have, like let's say you and I used to have loads and loads of gay sex. You and I were gay sex lovers.
Yeah.
We're not having weekends in hotels together. Unless we're going back to that.
I mean,
I'm
going to
jack twist you all over that room.
There's no more num, num, num,
no,
num.
No, no, there's a whole lot of. Gah, 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 gah.
As long as you look away, I'm fine.
I'm going to jackhammer the sidewalks out
of you look
of
away,
room.
Don't look at
me. But I'm just saying, nobody would allow that. And then you and I have our hunting weekends, and I come back to the house and go, you know, Brady and I used to be sexy lovers back in the day. Immediately trouble.
After five or six hunting trips in between
we got
time.
Five or six hunting trips, and then the wife's like, hey, got you guys the weekend over at Mountain Shadows. Hey, Brady and I will take advantage of that. That's great. And then I come home and tell you know, you do know that Brady and I used to chocolate thunder each other pretty regs. Mm. That made Brett throw up a little. Yeah, I used to Daryl Dawkins him. We were breaking glass.
Really?
Yeah, thanks for the weekend. That was fun. We just talked it out. Went to the pool.
She's finally putting things together, telling her friends, like, I now realize it. Because last year when I told you they both were drawn for seal hunting. They left for 2 weeks.
They're gone in Canada for 2 weeks. Came back tan.
It's unbelievable. We got drawn.
I got so many ants in my log. See, it happens up in Canada. It's going to be a few days till I scrub all this off. Basically turned that thing kind of a burnt orange. Like I was banging pumpkins all weekend.
Yeah, we put in permits for blue whales.
We're going to go out in the ocean for a month. Is that all right? Can I have some money?
Yeah, you see, there's a cruise ship.
But it's different. If Medea had a stepsister that was smoking hot and you found out she'd played around with her in high school and then she comes back and they spend a weekend in a hotel, where's my piece of this?
That's true.
Yeah.
Potentially, is Sam willing to tolerate this?
Yeah, but I
can
get to
oversee
watch.
The, you know.
Yeah, I need to referee.
Overlook
it.
The fact that you were holding it back and not telling me.
And he flipped the bill, too, so he got nothing out
nothing.
Of this.
Yeah.
And that ain't a cheap place to hang.
Oh, that sucks.
That's rough. Yeah, he either you get to referee that. You get to Herb Dean that situation, or she has to knock it off with a stepsister. But you can't really ban her from her stepsister.
He's not going to get to get
right.
on that.
Needs to buy her an iPhone, too,
ruin
the video. That
at the very least. There you go. At the very least.
The video.
Yeah.
She owes you a video of smoking hot stepsister enjoying the oyster platter. Okay, can we have that? I mean, think about it. These two, this is the dilemma he's in, smoking hot stepsisters all over his wife. Next guy can't even look his wife in the eyes without thinking of Christ. What kind
get
of mess
together.
We got out there? Everybody's bedroom's a disaster. Take the advice of the first one and just ghost everybody. Get an Oculus and be private about it. Lucky.
Yeah.
Keep fighting the good fight. That's what I say. If you can't get in there, then it's... How about this, Brady?
If it doesn't cut in on their deal.
Right. If he can't see it or be part of it, then it's cheating. And they need to hash that out, right?
That's a good start.
That's a great way to do it. If I can't get involved in this... Because, you know, I'm willing to be okay with it. We need to solve this problem on the other end where you're having an affair with your family.
You see, you got
a weird phrase.
Good Lord. Yikes. I don't know what that is. All right. It's 9:41. Oh, my goodness, it is.
Yeah.
That's your fault, Toledo.
Pretty much spots all
that's
the way through
fault.
Till 10.
That's Toledo's fault right there. Should have managed this better. There you go. That's what Brady did. It's 98.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.